was intriguing about Bernard Pierce?
Bernard is a player that we followed since he came out of college, and there was just really not a lot of risk in doing it outside of the off-the-field incident. And with that, we just felt like it was an isolated incident. Our research showed that he's been a good upstanding citizen at Baltimore and through college, and he's going into a contract year, so it's it's kind of his last chance here. And he's more than talented enough to do it. He's 6'1". He's 230 pounds. He's a downhill runner. And he'll provide good competition in training camp.
And he's a guy who has a chance, right?
Oh, yeah. Otherwise, we wouldn't have claimed him. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
DeMarco Murray, did you exceed your point, your line at all, or did you stay hold to it?
We probably exceeded it, and then we bagged out of it pretty quickly late on Tuesday night and never really engaged back into it. And kind of read between the lines that we probably weren't his first choice, and if we were his first choice, we probably would have made it happen.
Did he get from Philly, did that exceed what you offered?
Yes.
By?
A large amount.
See, average, $1 million a year, $2 million a year?
More than that.
I'll leave it at that.
So you felt good about the pursuit
there?
That you were serious about it.
Yeah, we were serious about it, and I think we were probably the second best offer he had. And then we just needed the deal to get done quicker than they were willing to do it. And, we wish him best of luck. He's a great player. Philly got a great player. And we're excited to the players we got.
A lot of big signings out there, and then nothing for a while. I mean, is that – you think that's typical? Is there still something on the horizon that and other teams are working on?
Yeah, there's still guys out there. There's still a ton of players out there. And when we get back here at the end of this week and begin next week, we'll regroup as our personnel staff and our coaching staff and see what's out there and where we can improve.
A couple – Dwayne Bowe was out there. Greg Jennings still out there. Any interest – did you have any interest in Dwayne, any interest in Jennings?
At the time, I think we were clear that we were looking for more of a slot receiver. Mm-hmm. And, Greg, we would have probably some interest in him. We'll see where it goes. But we have to get the input of our coaching staff and the rest of our personnel staff when we get back and see what we can do.
So you haven't scheduled a visit with Jenny?
No.
So you expect there'd be some more movement possibly before the draft?
There could be, yeah. There always is. And, there's always a chance that players will get cut between now and the draft, too. And then after the draft, there will be a group of players that get cut, too. So we'll just continue to go on. And wherever we can get better, we'll try to get better.
With the draft about a month away, I mean, obviously you deal on the phone with other teams. But is there opportunities here, look at guys face-to-face and have more substantive discussions than just on the telephone?
Not as much as you would think. I think in isolated incidents where you have a specific situation, but there'll be some feelers, and it's still early. We still have over a month until the draft is here, and as the weeks proceed to the draft, we'll have some interest.
Do you think this will be a situation that it won't really pick up until you're on the clock?
No, usually when you're with the third pick, if it's going to happen, it's going to happen at least a day before where you can, figure it out.
So last year when Buffalo, that was
It was the day of, yeah. That was the day of. But we had some other interests, that week before. We were in talks with Atlanta at the time of possibly moving back.
Have you been to a pro day yet?
I have not, no.
Has free agency changed that?
Yeah, we really wanted to go at free agency hard this year, and this is our first year of really going at it hard. And, we have time to go look at our players and whether we're bringing them in. Most of the players were interested and worked out at the combine, so there was no sense in double dipping. And we just feel like it was time to focus on free agency, and we have another month for workouts if we need to go back out.
How many will you hit over the next month?
We haven't really decided. We'll see.
If you really look at it, and the guys that you brought in free agency, did you anticipate replacing perhaps a quarter of your starting lineup through free agency?
Well, we never really looked at it like that.
Yeah,
yeah. So hopefully they all come in and start, right? But there's no guarantees with that either. We have some young guys too that certain positions that will compete, but a couple of them I know, Julius, Jared, and Jeremy, those guys are pretty much slotted as starters. And the other guys, Dan Scuda, Sergio Brown, and House, those guys will have a chance to rotate too. And they're not going to get all the snaps, but they'll get the majority of them.
Cecil signs with Houston. Mm-hmm. Was that more his injury history for you guys, or do you want to give those young guys
a... Probably a combination of both. We had some good talks with Cecil even the day before free agency started, and just told him that we'll help him any way we can help him. And, you know, he's a great guy, great character guy. I believe that he's going to make Jacksonville his home. I sent him a text right after he signed with Houston, congratulated him, and wish him the best with his opportunity.
Do you feel if it's that group plus a rookie slot, is there enough maturity there? Or do you think Jerry has a ton of experience?
Yeah, Jerry. And then, you know, we still have Tandon Doss and, you know, a guy like Aurelius Bennett we signed that's going to compete for those fourth and fifth spots and maybe even more than that. So, you know, all five of those spots are open, and I don't think anything is solidified there.
So you don't think you'll have to wait to be on the clock on draft day to start getting calls?
No.
So you're going to obviously look at what happens right in front of you.
Correct. Yeah. That's right.
Want me to ask you any more questions about
that? No.
You talked right after the draft. I mean, after free agency the day, you talked about feeling good about the roster going into the draft and feeling like you had freedom, more freedom than you usually did, have the last couple of years. Still feel that way?
We do.
In a couple of weeks?
I feel like we're at a point where we can line up right now. The previous 2 years, at this point in time of the year, we couldn't line up with our 11 starters on offense and defense. Now we feel like we can do it, and then hopefully we can improve it, you know, between now and the draft, too.